Now, if you can imagine a group of scientists in the 25th century, say, going through the cushions of your couch and excitedly labelling your loose change and lost socks, then you have a fair idea of what's been going on at Prague Castle in the last few months. Taking advantage of the restoration of a floor in a main hall, archaeologists sifting through the backfill have stumbled upon a hoard of items of everyday use. And they are now historical treasures. Christian Falvey went along to find out more.
Vladislav Hall is the largest of the ceremonial areas of Prague Castle's medieval section. At various points, it has served as the coronation and throne room of Czech monarchs, a parliamentary assembly hall, a ballroom, a marketplace, and since 1918 as the venue for the most important state events, such as the parliamentary presidential election. In short, a lot of people have come and gone through this room since it was built at the time Columbus was looking for India. The items that fell out of those people's pockets or slipped off their fingers over the centuries were swept into cracks in the floor, leaving a diverse snapshot of day-to-day life to be found almost half a millennium later. Josef Matyashek of the Institute of Archaeology took me through the find.
Our excavations were in Vladislav Hall, and we found a lot of artifacts from 16th century or 17th. The rubber filling was extremely dry, so we found a lot of papers or leather artifacts. For example, we found a big collection of cards, some old prints or handwrite pieces. We expected a lot of things, but not so much. It's a unique find in this scale.
A great many of the items are Renaissance forms of things one might find under a rug today. Coins, buttons, crumbs, broken glass, spoons, and playing cards. A great many others, however, are true testaments to a bygone age. Leaves of Baroque calendars used to wrap food in, for example, or a dream book kept on hand to interpret the night's dreams against the day's events. And other items still attest to the permanence of human nature, such as a little cut-out frog and king and damsel for what was probably a children's game, and doodles of lions or severe-looking bearded men left by some bored scribe. Josef Matyashek again.
We found, for example, sandal, which is very small. It's about 7 centimeters long. It's made from wood. We found also some pieces of jewelry, for example, a Renaissance ring. Interesting is, for example, Marian talismans, also made from paper. We also find some imports. For example, a pipe from Holland made in Gouda, and it's one of the earliest pipes in Europe.
For the Archaeological Institute, the work is just beginning as they prepare to restore the items made of cloth and paper, and for many months to come, the work of sifting through the backfill to uncover even the smallest treasures will go on.
Christian Falvey with that report.